The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ireland is one of the last refuges of the dark honeybee, which once thrived in parts of Europe, extending from the Atlantic to the Urals. However, the Irish species, with its unique genetic makeup, is not protected under national legislation, despite the species being under increasing threat from introgression. Native honeybees are being hybridised by imported non-natives, diluting their genetic integrity and ultimately risking extinction. So the Protection of the Native Irish Honeybee Bill 2021 will pass into its final two stages in the Seanad today. At 3 o'clock it's expected to happen. To tell us all about this is co-founder of the Native Irish Honeybee Society, Aoife na Gcill Ó Cadhain. Aoife, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now tell me about the honeybee and why it's so special.
Okay, so this honeybee, it is, as you said there, everything is completely accurate. It is very special. So it's favoured by 90% of Irish beekeepers. We know that through surveys carried out by National University of Ireland, Galway. And it's adapted to our Irish climate because of its evolution here since the Ice Age. So just a simple example of that is here in our Irish weather, in an Irish summer, we might have a week of beautiful 19 degrees, 20 degrees. The bees are working really well, bringing in plenty of nectar. But then, you know, as often happens in Ireland, we could have 2 weeks of rain after that. So our native Irish dark honeybees, they will not eat everything they've collected in that week. They conserve what they have stored and collected, and they're very frugal with those stores, which makes them excellent for honey production in our Irish conditions.
Now, what is the threat to the native Irish honeybee?
So, just very simply, what's happening is that honeybees from other parts of Europe, which are not native to Ireland or Europe north of the Alps, are being imported by a handful of people, really. And when they arrive here in Ireland, the males from those colonies, those hives of bees, they will mate with our native queen bees here in Ireland. And the next generation is hybridized, which means the genetics are gone from, you know, have been completely diluted from our native honeybees. This can also lead to, in a lot of cases, very aggressive bees in the second generation. So it's really important to conserve what we have here because it is under threat of extinction.
You mentioned only a handful of importers are bringing in these bees, which might hybridize the native honeybee species. Why are they doing it? Are they misguided in some way?
Yeah. So there has been a lot of research carried out in this, and one of the main reasons is that beekeeping has become very popular in the last 10 years. You know, you've heard of the phrase "save the bees." This can lead people to think that honeybees are under threat globally. So they think that by buying a hive of bees, that they are going to help save the bees. So, but if people don't realise the difference between a native Irish honeybee and an imported honeybee, they could could be misguided into buying imported honeybees, non-native. So this is driving the importations, you know, that increase in demand driving the importations.
So people decide, I'll do my thing for nature. I'll have a hive in my garden or on my roof or whatever it might be. But it's not the native honeybee they're using. It's
exactly
one of these invaders. What is the bill going to do to protect the native Irish honeybee?
So this bill is really important. We're so excited that it's going through the last stages of the Seanad today. So what this bill will do is it will completely reduce the importations. So under EU law, because we're part of the EU, we cannot in Ireland stop importations of honeybees. However, under EU law, every country is entitled to decide what honeybees they want to be allowed to import. So this bill was drafted with the help of the Climate Bar Association, and you know it was introduced by Vincent P. Martin of the Green Party. And basically, it means that it's allowing for importation of honeybees, but it specifies only honeybees that are native to Ireland. So it would mean then that we won't have these non-native genes hybridizing with our own honeybees here. Now, this will hugely reduce what comes in, because this dark European honeybee, as you mentioned at the start, was native to Northern Europe, Northwestern Europe. It now only exists in tiny pockets on mainland Europe and on Britain. Ireland has the largest populations of this honeybee in the world, and it's really important that we conserve it, even for just that fact.
Are we in danger of seeing something like the grey squirrel and the red squirrels, where the grey squirrel can thrive at a time of year when the food is abundant but not quite ready for the red squirrel, so the grey eats all the food or purloins all the food, leaving the poor red squirrel to die out? Is that likely to happen with the importation of bees, that eventually they would wipe out the native species?
So it is kind of similar. Yeah, I mean, that would be a good analogy, because they will eventually make the native honeybee extinct if these importations continue. But also, I suppose one of the reasons that potential risk is because of diseases that could inadvertently come into Ireland with those imported non-native honeybees. So even though they're supposed to have a health certificate isn't unfortunately a guarantee. We know this through ash dieback and fire blight in the hawthorns. Yeah. So it's just, that's one. It will wipe it out because of that. But also, I mean, apart from the honeybee, these importations in non-native honeybees have a massive threat to our bumblebee populations and our solitary bee population. So there's not just the honeybees. And just going back to people trying to save the bees by buying a hive of bees, there's a saying that's growing in popularity: buying a hive of bees to save the bees is like buying chickens to save the birds. Okay. The real bees that we should be kind of being aware of as well are the bumblebees and solitary bees. So these imported non-native honeybees are going to be a massive competition for, in terms of food, for the bumblebees and solitary bees as well.
Okay, so the message is that after today, when the bill is finally signed into law by the president, that it should do a lot to protect the native honeybee. Co-founder of the Native Irish Honeybee Society, Aoife Ní Gile-Cuthair, thank you very much for joining us on
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.